as you know, we're doing research on the roots of the black man in Ypsilanti, and we're interviewing all of the people, all the black people in Ypsilanti, to find out where all of the history has occurred. We've chosen you because you've been a resident of Ypsilanti since 1904, is that right? Could you tell me how is it that you happened to move to Ypsilanti?
Right, first of all, we live in the country, out of the way past Windsor in the country. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't any schools there to begin to attend except the French school was near. Mm-hmm. And it would be far to get to another school. So our parents thought it would be best if we moved someplace else, maybe the schools would be closer. Mm-hmm. So, well, we knew Detroit and stayed there for a few months. And then from there, we did start the school in Detroit. Didn't go very long because all of us got sick with the circumcised. I think the last was almost the same as anyway. Mm-hmm. So we had to stay out for a long time. Then we was going to move out here, so we didn't go back. So after we came here, then we started school. Mm-hmm. So that was in March.
What school did you attend while you lived in Ypsilanti?
Well, when we first came, we lived, just for a little while, we lived in there was a Baptist parsonage there. It's not the one that's, they had not, but another one. And on this side, they had a park that they had a property to rent it out. So we stayed there for a little while, about 3 months, I guess. And so during that time, we went to the school, went to the church there, the first board school.
Can you remember anything about it? Any of your experiences in school?
I just had one teacher. It was a white teacher. And she taught all four classes. I had four grades. About two rows of seats for home. Take up the whole fourth row. So we went there until school was out in June. And then, well, we moved in June over to Forest Avenue. Mm-hmm. And the last week or so, we had to go up to have dinner and the school was out there. And then in the fall, we started to school, the Prospect School, what they call it. They call it Adams School.
Okay.
They used to call it Prospect School. And they also called it the wards, the Fourth Ward School. Each ward had a different school. And so we went to school there for the fifth time, because of the fifth grade. And just had four grades over there. So fifth grade, we went down to the fifth grade school. That's where they had it at. So, winter school. We went there until sixth grade. Seventh. Central School, of course. That was the same as, it was in the same building as high school, Central School. That was the grades, and then the high school, same. And then, well, that was before they made the new, it was the new high school at that time. The new high school was, it's right on Cross Street now. And we spent our last half year in high school at the new high school.
Normal College. Is that right? Did you graduate from Eastern?
Yeah, yes. I had a brother too, but he didn't go. He left for some reason. When he's quite young, he didn't go to school.
What did you major in?
Art.
Were you, was it like, I understand that the school was a teacher's college at that time. Were you in, did you get a teacher? teaching certificate. After you graduated, did you teach high school or anything?
No, I didn't teach any high school. I just went to work in to do their student teaching there. Mm-hmm. So, like a scholar. And no, I didn't. Then they weren't hiring black teachers or anything. And if you got a job, we had to go way down south to say, but like when I got the letter, they already had some. Mm-hmm. So, I changed the teacher. And then for a while, after they did start hiring, then for a while they wasn't hiring any more. Oh, all the teachers that were married had to leave. Somewhere else, and just hiring teachers, single teachers. Mm-hmm. And then, so after I got after a while, later on, we did start hiring them, but now most of them are army areas. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just a change of thought.
Mm-hmm. Right, uh-huh. Right. So, you graduated from high school in 1912.
Mm.
You did.
No.
What year did you graduate?
1916.
1916. Okay, and then immediately after that, you went to Normal College.
Yes.
And you spent 4 years there.
No, 2 years.
2 years. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to go 4 years for.
No, I went. No, had to go 3 years to get a.
Bachelor's?
Yeah, I think he got a bachelor's in like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he was getting any master's at that time.
What year did you get married?
1930.
1930. Was your husband a resident of Ypsilanti?
Yes. He hadn't lived here as long as I had. He came from North Carolina.
What was he? What was his vocation?
He was an electrician.
An electrician. Was that an oddity, a rarity for a black man to be an electrician back in those days?
They didn't have as many as they do now.
Did he belong to any fraternal organizations or?
No.
How about the church?
The Methodist Church.
Brown Chapel.
Brown Chapel.
Okay.
Yeah, we both know that. All the whole of them. Except my brother, because he left. He was my young. He wanted the church. He lived in Indianapolis. He wanted the church there.
Can you possibly remember any of the black politicians that they had? Ypsilanti area during that period of time, like from say 1914 to about 1945. Was there any, like, I understand that there was the first black mayor here in Ypsilanti.
Yes.
Do you remember anything about that?
Yes.
It wasn't?
No.
The very first one? Now, I understand that Mayor Goodman, he's the black mayor now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, was there one before him?
Yes. Was it the first one? Just for one term. I don't think it would be.
how did the white people view him in general about, you know, the very first black mayor here, especially during those times? Wasn't anything bad said about him in the papers from some of the white editors of the newspaper? Okay. Do you have any sons?
Yes.
Did they participate in any of the wars? Were they ever in the service?
When I was young, he wasn't in active service, but he was drafted.
Stationed in the States. Alaska.
Alaska. He was in Alaska.
Really? I know he didn't like to stay up there very long. We go back a little bit and like talk about your parents. Were they ever descendants of slaves or anything? Can you remember anything that they told you about their past?
Well, no, not my parents. But I guess it was. I think maybe my grandmother might have probably slaves. They came here to Canada when my mother was just infant. And so I guess she didn't know much about it. But I think they were getting it back.
So can you remember anything about how the black people celebrated the end of World War I?
Well, I guess they all celebrated together. I remember I was going to the up the Michigan State there. Mm-hmm. I mean, East Coast. And they had a big parade.
Did they?
And most everybody was in the parade.
When you were at Eastern, was it hard as a black woman to succeed in that field? You didn't come across any kind of discrimination or trouble just because you were black? Were there a lot of other black students up there?
No. Class I closed in was in at the end of the year. It was one of the end of the fall term, I think, so it was all over. It wasn't a man on the bus. And I suppose that was more war people. No, I think it's a few black women.
Do you have any old mementos or old photos from your family that dates back beyond, let's say, 1950 or 1940?
Mm-hmm. And right here, it is not of all of my family.
Is it all right if I look at them? Okay. I mean, if it's going to be a problem for you, that's okay. You
know? No, it isn't.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Your father was very handsome, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a handsome man, too.
Yes, my brother was a handsome man. See,
how is he doing? How is he doing?
He is fine. He's doing fine.
Were these pictures taken in Ypsilanti?
Yes.
This house right here, is that one of the first houses? Is that the... one of the houses that you lived in?
Yes, this is a house that we used to live in over on Forest Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
In Monica.
Mm-hmm. Did you live?
No, not that. This is not it. This one. Wait a minute. This is one I lived in. We called Harriet Street.
Okay. Did you own that house at the time?
We owned the house. My mother and father owned the house over there on the Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And that house there, no, we just... we were at an apartment there. These were in a history.
And your maiden name is Starks?
Yes.
Okay. Was it hard to purchase a house back in those days?
No,
mm-hmm. I mean, but what else? You know how you do it today. You know, you get a house mortgage. What I was wondering is, was the banks loaning money to any black people during that period?
I don't think they were loaning any money. They say they didn't put any money. Saved up for a lot of money and make a down payment.
How long have you lived in this house here?
I've lived here soon be 9 years. Yes, my husband died working. And we had them on Harold Street. And I stayed there for another year after. Kids thought I'd better get a smaller house and stuff. Good size house. Sally's house, so that was in December 2019.
Who did your husband work for, or was he self-employed?
He worked for a company.
Oh, did he? Did he like working for that company?
Yes, he liked it. Joining
the
He worked at the Ford plant on
the River Rouge.
Oh, he worked down the River Rouge, yeah. So he drove back and forth.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that you shared with me some of your memories of Ypsilanti, and the information that you've given us will be very, very helpful. And I want to thank you very much for giving me the time to come in and interview with you. And if you have any questions or anything that you need to know, you know, feel free to call us. I'm sure, did Mr. Marshall leave you his phone number and address?
Because
if he didn't, I have it here for you.
Okay.
Yeah. This is about your father.
Yes.
Oh. Oh. Now, you know, now this is very, very interesting. Is that he set up the first lighting system in this?
He didn't set them up, but he had to climb up.
Okay.
To light them, see.
Okay. And they were like gas lights or something?
Yes, I think carbon lights, I think they're called.
Right, hard carbon. That was dangerous, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was. And it says here that he had to climb tall towers and do it in ice or snow or driving rain. Oh, yeah. Okay. Would it be all right if I take this and make a copy of it and return this to you? Would that be okay with you? Okay. I'd really appreciate it if you'd let me borrow this, and I'll get this right back to you.
Okay.
Okay.